employees during the cabinet lekgotla, which is underway at the presidential guest house in Pretoria. The issues at SOEs include Eskom's power generation difficulties and the financial crisis at South African Airways. Government says it believes that it cannot successfully grow the economy if it does not have a reliable energy supply. Mthembu briefed the media in the city.
Where are the gaps in our SOEs, in the structures of government, at national level, at provincial level, at the municipalities? What is it that we need to do to arrest the capacities that seem not to be there in many of our state-owned entities and, of course, in government broadly?
The South African National Defence Force says its teams that it has deployed to foreign countries are not in danger of being exposed to the deadly coronavirus outbreak. The outbreak started in China, where it has claimed more than 130 lives. Major General Michael De Gude says the forces deployed to the Democratic Republic of Congo were not affected by the previous Ebola outbreak, as their health services always ensured their safety. De Gude says forces that are on missions are safe.
Anything currently related to the virus, those questions must be diverted not to the Department of Defense, but rather to the Department of Health. The SANDF and the South African Medical Health Services have proved themselves in the northeast of the DRC to ensure that our deployed forces there are not introduced to the deadly virus.
And finally, authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo have started distributing a new oral drug to fight against sleeping sickness. The disease, caused by a parasite that attacks the nervous system, is fatal if it is not treated. It affects at least 8 million people in about 30 different African countries. Congolese health officials have started distributing the drug, a 10-day oral treatment, across the country. They say it will come as a huge relief for victims who live in the rural areas and have limited access to healthcare. The top story at 3 o'clock, three teachers from Rivoli High School in Johannesburg have been killed in a car crash.
Take a look at your sport for you. Tim sends Nadal packing in Melbourne and the Manchester Derby League Cup second leg. That takes centre stage tonight. Details are more 3:30.
Everybody loves
Djibouti. And then Mzizi says, I don't spend time with my dogs Dolce & Gabbana, which I haven't in a while because they're staying at my mom's house. There's another dog at my mother's house. His name is Jackie. Jackie is very, 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 very old. Like, very old. And now everyone is like, Jackie's about to die.
No, I didn't say that.
But you said that. You said that, and then Mzizi says, I must take out life insurance on Jackie because... And then Durant says he's going to change the subject. What did you say?
No, I said next time I think about this, I'll pause.
Okay. You guys are really
insensitive. No, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry.
It's not a joke, okay? Jackie's very old. He's 18. I got him that dog CBD oil because he can barely walk now. He's getting